We're back.
Here we come indeed. We are back with series two. Now, this is a preview show, so it's not even a real episode, but we've already got so much for you guys. So series two is sure to be a good one.
And we couldn't come back without playing a game. Like, we had to do that today, didn't we?
Oh, we got loads coming up. Hit it at us.
What the fuck does that mean?
Lay it on me. Go.
Wait. Hit it at us.
Never heard of that before. You obviously didn't grow up on the streets.
Oh dear. Okay, right. So, first bit of news is that we are now on Audio Boom.
Boom!
What is your problem today?
I'm excited. It's series two. We're back.
You're ruining my little thing I was going to do.
Okay, so Audio Boom again. Go on.
Oh, I mean...
What are you on about?
I wanted to say my line, didn't I?
Say it then. Do it again.
I want you to say that line that was saying the other day that you cringed at.
What? About our audio.
Yeah.
Go on.
Now we're on Audio Boom. Our audio is gonna boom.
That's poor. That's shit.
Okay, let's skip past that. But anyway, we are on Audio Boom, which is really cool. So hopefully we're gonna get some more listeners and motherfuckers out there.
No doubt.
What the fuck, Nietzsche?
That's how I talk now.
You're being normal. As soon as the mics go up, you like turn into some American weirdo.
True that.
Shut the fuck. Okay, right. Do you want to give our other bit of news that's pretty massive?
What about me and you?
Yeah.
We are now married. How crazy is that? Since we last spoke to you guys, we got married. We had a great day.
We did.
What happened briefly? Do you want to tell the listeners about a wedding? It's a bit different, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say about the ending.
No, we'll get to that bit at the end. What, start with the start.
The whole consummation thing?
No. The wedding. That didn't happen on the wedding day.
All right then. Well, I wouldn't know because I was passed out on the bed.
Yeah, I hope it didn't happen.
Our wedding was sick, to be honest. It was really different. So it was like a festival wedding and it was travel based. So we had like Aussie food. We had Nepalese flags everywhere. We had a Mongolian yurt as our like venue. We were by a lake. It was amazing. Like, sunny day in England.
We had some surprise Indian Bhangra dancers.
Oh, and they were amazing, weren't they? We'll definitely put a clip of them up on our Instagram, What The Faux Podcast on Instagram, because we haven't got all the video and everything yet from our videographer, but we'll definitely put that up.
Yeah, and there was loads of games. There was giant beer pong. We were hitting a pinata. There was a sack race. It was crazy. It was such a fun day. Really good.
It was so much fun. And like I said earlier, I got so drunk. It was a free bar. And I did really well. I remember everything up until like the last hour. And then you ended up carrying me to bed, didn't you?
Yeah, it's just because you're really bad at peer pressure. So as soon as someone says, have this drink, have that, you're like, okay. You got yourself in a bit of a state. But it's all good. It's fine. You weren't that bad. It was funny drunk rather than... Asbo,
yeah,
antisocial drunk.
I was told at one point at the end, I was rolling around in the gravel stones in my wedding dress.
With your legs open.
Yep, probably.
So let's move on. After the wedding, we've been on our honeymoon now, which was awesome. We spent 2 weeks backpacking the south of India. As you guys know, we've been to the north before. It is still our favourite country, which is good news. We had a great time. And then we finished with a week in luxury in the Maldives. But you guys are going to hear all about that on the next couple of episodes.
It was amazing. And we also tried our hand at a bit of filming, didn't we? And I'm going to try my hardest to put it into some sort of video that people can watch as well. So when that's ready, I will point you in the direction of our YouTube page.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to see it there.
Yep.
Right. So, Nick, the bit of the podcast that you like doing, because you like having a bit of a brag, let's do some shout outs.
Okay.
Oh, American guy's back.
Oh, my accent.
You actually just look behind you.
I thought, who's this American guy? Is it a special guest on the show? Yeah, so some very overdue shout-outs. A special mention to his company on Twitter who followed us. They were our thousandth follower. A company called Tansu Culture. You know for a fact that I've pronounced that wrong. Tansu Culture, they're a London-based travel agent who focus on off-the-beaten-track tours in Asia. So our thousandth follower, I promise I'd give them a good shout-out. And also, we've had someone get in touch called Tim Walmsley. Sorry if that's wrong. He got in touch on Twitter. He said he likes the show. He likes the travel facts and the games. He says that this podcast is better than the usual stuff that's out there. And
thanks,
he also,
Tim.
He also said that I'm his favourite. He actually did say that.
Right. And how do you know he was talking to you and not me?
Because he said Nick's my favourite.
Oh. Tim, I hate you. This isn't nice.
Anyway, no. Glad you're enjoying the show, Tim. Keep listening. Yeah. You'll soon realise I'm a dick and Amy will be your favourite.
Better be. So is that all the shout-outs done? Yep.
Shout-outs done.
Sweet. Okay, now let's talk about the main part of why we wanted to do a preview to Series 2. So if you remember back, all the way back to Series 1 where we did our Copenhagen episode, you might remember this guy.
We are in Copenhagen right now, in Denmark, you know, and we're gonna interview some fucked up people. Fuck, you are drinking orange juice at this fucking hour? What is wrong with you, man? Why the fuck orange juice at this hour? We should interview some Polish people as well. No. It's like, if you want to survive, if you want to try your survival skills, you go to fucking Moldova.
I love that guy.
So that was Jon. He was the star of our Copenhagen episode. He was a random guy we met on a pub crawl from Moldova. He was the funniest guy, and we joked that he was our producer because he helped us get lots of interviews on the pub crawl. And Jon, he's done a bit of undercover kind of journalist work for us. He recently took a couple of trips, one to Crimea in the UK.
In the Ukraine.
Ukraine.
That is a great country.
Ukraine / Russia and Barcelona. And yeah, he's done some recording for us to...
Wait. Not strictly Barcelona. He was doing Catalonia.
Catalonia, yeah. But it's interesting because he went to two places which are very different, but they got something in common. So Crimea is not really a tourist destination. Barcelona is. But the thing they got in common is they don't really feel like they belong to the country that they're in. This is what he sent us.
Hello Nick, hello Amy, hello iTunes. I guess I need to introduce myself. I'm a producer Jon, as Nick and Amy baptized me on last Copenhagen podcast. I like the name, so I'll stick it to my ass. Yeah, since I'm a producer, I guess I need to produce stuff. The past couple of weeks, I was traveling due to a project I'm working on right now. And as a side project, I decided to share my experiences with you guys. It's a comparison podcast. It's a civilization versus less civilization, legal versus illegal. And finally, Catalonia versus Crimea. Two regions have a lot in common. Both are really beautiful. Both are travel destinations. And they both struggle a lot to manage their shit without anyone telling them how to do it. I traveled to both places and stayed there for 1 week. So first destination I traveled was Crimea. And right now I really hope Ukrainian government doesn't listen to this podcast because I was kind of illegally there. I'll explain why. You all know that Russia, let's say, borrowed Crimea from Ukraine in 2014. Well, Crimea, at least at the beginning of the 20th century, belonged first to Russian Empire, then to USSR. However, in 1954, an USSR leader gave the region to Ukraine. Some say he did it because he was Ukrainian, some say he did it because he wanted to get some influence on the USSR government. But this is how Crimea became a part of Ukraine. And after the split of USSR in 1991, Crimea just stayed as a part of Ukraine. However, it was always an autonomous region, kind of same thing as Scotland and UK. Now back to being illegally here. I took a plane from Oslo to Moscow and from Moscow to Simferopol. Simferopol is the capital of Crimea. So Ukrainians believe I'm in Ukraine and Russians believe I'm in Russia. However, the Ukrainians might get mad because they'll consider me illegally crossing their borders, and since I don't have a stamp in my passport, they can't arrive. About the trip. So first I flew to Moscow, arrived there at night, slept at a hotel one night, and then the next day I flew to Simferopol. I had to change the airports as I landed in Sheremetyevo Airport and had a flight from Vnukovo Airport. And by the way, if you travel to Russia and you land in one of their airports and you want to take a cab, Go to authorized taxi providers within the airport and ask for a cab. They'll give you a receipt and put you in a cab. Don't try the lock outside the airport. There might be some pirate taxi that will try to screw you over. So I took a cab. Later I was explained that since all the Russians want to go to Crimea now, they had to introduce really big planes. 2 hours and a half and I landed in Simferopol, Crimea.
So just landed in Simferopol in Crimea. It was a bumpy landing. We actually landed in the middle of nowhere. The runway was far, far away from the airport. 20 minutes we were driving around with a plane. Tried to get some rubles beforehand. ATMs don't work with any Visa card. Tried it. So if you plan to come here, do get some cash. Best options are rubles, of course, the Russian currency, and euros. If the bill is anyhow damaged, they won't accept it because the euro circulate only inside the inside Crimea. And if the bills are damaged, they will have trouble selling afterwards to other people. We saw the pains of being an unrecognized territory. So back to the story. I got a SIM card, I called my friend, and I need to get a ride. We're supposed to meet some 40 kilometers from the airport. Even though my Russian is pretty good, my negotiating skills suck. I couldn't get a ride cheaper than 1,500 rubles, which is around 17 pounds, but it eventually paid off. Because I was lucky to get in a cab with a pretty talkative dude from Russia who came to Crimea for a holiday, and a local driver. During this 1 hour drive, both from a former Ukrainian and from a Russian. So I recorded them while being in the taxi. They, of course, they speak Russian, but I will translate afterwards. Here is talking about the Russian government being dicks and not investing in Crimean infrastructure as they promised, but instead spending money on a war in Syria. As I mentioned before, Crimea became a part of Ukraine in 1954. Ethnically speaking, Russians are the majority of population there, around 67%. Ukrainians are 16% and Tatars around 10%. I almost forgot to mention the native population of the region are Tatars. It is a Turkish population, descendants from Genghis Khan. However, they were deported from Crimea by Stalin. During the Second World War, they made the mistake to collaborate with Nazis in order to gain their freedom. And Stalin got mad after the war and sent everyone to Asia. Tragic moment in this region history because half of them died on the way or starved afterwards. They were allowed to come back only after 1989. To truly understand what is happening in their society, I was lucky to witness one interesting situation. I was in a city bus and a woman paid her ticket with coins and one of them was Ukrainian. The driver noticed that and didn't expect. He said, "Hey, woman, there is an Ukrainian coin there." But instead he said something, "There is a wrong coin." Shortly, this is what the most of the people believe there. The Ukrainian coins are the wrong ones. Well, actually, can't blame them for this. The media is all Russian, they're strong pro-Russia feeling. They are taught Russian in schools. There are Putin posters everywhere. Later, I figure out why. As I was explained, Russia has a patriarchal society and it's deeply rooted in their culture that they need to have a daddy. First they have Tsars, later they had Soviet dictators, now they have Putin, and this is how they work and most probably won't change soon. And they massively voted to be a part of Russia in 2014 at referendum, the legality of which is questionable, however 96 voted to join Russia. However, grass is always greener on the other side. Being a part of Russia has its price. Well, first of all, it's not economically reasonable. And after the oil crisis hit Russian Crimea altogether, ruble lost its value from around 40 rubles for 1 euro in 2014 to 70 rubles for 1 euro now. There is no land connection between Russia and Crimea, so they have to import all the goods by ferry, which add cost to the prices. This can be noticed in supermarkets. Some of the shelves are empty. Sometimes the Ukrainians disconnect electricity for a short period of time. That's because electricity comes from Ukraine, and since Ukrainians don't really like Crimeans anymore, they shut it down from time to time. Not everything is so bad though. Russian authorities increased the wages. At this point, I really hope they intrigued you the entire Crimea travel. So should you visit Crimea? Well, yes, definitely. But
You need a local guide to join you. It's an 80% must. You can try to do it by your own, but would be really tough because people here don't speak much English, even though some of them understand. Maybe you're asking yourself, why should you visit Crimea in the first place? Well, because it's beautiful. You have mountains, you have seaside, you have palaces, you have caves, you have untouched virgin nature, really good food, and last but not least, really, really good wine. I wasn't lucky with the weather. It was rainy the entire time, but I managed to visit two landmarks of the region, Belivedia Palace and two really beautiful caves in the mountain part of the region. I will introduce our guide. She's talking in Russian, of course. Here our guide is talking about the fact that Crimea has the largest network of electricity powered buses in the world. The network is around 100 kilometers length and connects the main Crimean resorts, Yalta and Alushta, with the capital of the region, Simferopol. But back to our caves. Right now I'm at Emir Bayir Hossar Cave. Seems cool, I have 40 minutes to walk around because there is a queue at the entrance of a cave. So right now I'm exploring the woods around. Funny thing, my guide said not to touch anything that's beautiful because it bites and it's poisonous. Kind of cool comparison. If it's beautiful, it's poisonous. One of them, the marble cave, is in the top 5 caves of the world. So if you are into caves, there are around 200 of them in Crimea. That's due to the structure of the mountains. Caves are huge and have some weird shapes crafted by former underground rivers. It's beautiful. You definitely should at least see them. One thing that caught my attention and I thought was really cool is that in one of the caves, in the marble one, if I recall it correctly, there's a small scene, and our guide told us that from time to time there are piano concerts in the cave. So how cool is that, to go on a piano concert in a cave? Apparently the acoustics are really good due to the rock structure. The next time I'm definitely booking a piano concert there. So now the second destination, Catalonia, which is a part of Spain, the capital of Barcelona. It's the city of Gaudi. This dude was a famous architect. His masterpiece chapel called Sagrada Familia is still being in construction for almost more than 100 years. They started it in 1882 and they're supposed to finish it in 2026. Same as Crimea, Catalonia wants to challenge the status quo and get rid of Spain, be independent. There are Catalan flags everywhere, and here on the balconies, taxis. Okay. So why I'm here? I'm attending a narrative therapy conference. It's something related to the project I'm working on. So after 3 days of intense conferencing, I said to myself, now it's time for a different type of therapy, so drinking therapy. And I joined the pub crawl, because last time in Copenhagen, I met really awesome people. I mean, Nick, Amy, I'm talking about you guys. So that's how the night started. Morning from Barcelona. Right now it's not really morning, it's kind of 10 p.m. in the evening. I'm on this La Rambla street and I'm about to hit the pub crawl. Nick and Amy, I'm taking the legacy of Copenhagen to Barcelona now. So we start our pub crawl at Bobby's Free. And it's getting crowded. By the way, congrats Nick and Amy. I've heard you're getting married. I believe you're a perfect couple. You're doing something you both like, and that's kind of important. So congrats. The place where I'm coming from, we usually say Casa de Piatra, which means home of stone. Doesn't make much sense, but that means have a happy one and all these things. Pretty interesting thing happened during my pub crawl. Shortly I met a bride-to-be, pure luck. She was from UK and her name was Amy. What a coincidence. So I interviewed her. So I'm here with Amy. She's a bride-to-be. She's gonna marry in August or something.
Yeah.
And we're doing the first challenge. Amy, say something.
I'm doing the first challenge. I'm very apprehensive, but I will try my best.
Try my best. So the first challenge is ask for a random dude 2 compliments.
Okay.
For you. I'll choose the guy.
Oh, you're gonna choose them?
Of course. I'm gonna choose the less approachable one.
Yeah, I bet you will. He's gonna be a homeless man.
The guy that is trying to hit on that girl over there.
With his arm around her.
Yes.
Hi. Hi.
Hi, do you speak English?
Yes.
Yeah. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Yeah. Getting married.
You're married?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Where are you from?
I'm from the US.
Whereabouts?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, okay.
Where are you from?
From Leeds, England.
England.
Yeah.
Nice.
What are you doing here? Are you two here together?
Yeah, we're just traveling.
I've been asked to get a compliment off you.
My challenge. Yes. Sorry, I'm challenging.
I thought I would tread the waters. It's I don't want to.
You aren't the husband, are you?
Not yet.
So much pressure.
So two compliments for this beautiful lady.
I get two. That's extra points.
Well, you're very outgoing and brave.
Thank you.
We got outgoing and brave. Thank you, guys. Actually, we're doing this What the Four podcast. You'll be famous.
You're very professional.
What the Four podcast. Just find us on iTunes.
What the fuck or what the four?
What the Four. It's like what the fuck, but what the four, just to be civilized.
Yes.
Amy,
yes.
You accomplished the first challenge.
Thank you.
So the next challenge for our bride-to-be, Amy, is to dance Macarena with some really old dude.
An old dude, okay.
We do that. And where
are
your friends?
Where are my maids, Barry? I have to dance the Macarena with an old dude.
But she accomplished the first challenge, that was
cool. Can we keep you? You're awesome.
The first challenge was to
get... We're keeping you.
Yes.
Yes, we are.
Definitely.
Girls, we are keeping him. He's ours now.
Oh my God.
We are the same person.
At this point, girls were about to keep me. I actually made a plan to get me married to the maid of honor, Helen. Good thing I escaped later. Just kidding. Amy, Helen, in case you're listening to this podcast, it was a fun night. Thank you, girls. And we are getting a fucking bus to get to the next destination. How cool is that? But still the party bus. We are heading to the beach area of Barcelona. Right now we are pretty out of the town. We're going somewhere nobody knows where. Okay, do you want to be famous? What are your names? I'm doing a travel podcast and I'm interviewing drunk people. Are you drunk enough for a podcast?
No, we're not drunk enough yet.
Okay, we talk later. I don't know why, but we are in a 80s disco. And that's how much I remember from that night. Really not sure what happened afterwards. But eventually I woke up in my bed the next day. Oh wait, I think I remember something. Our pub crawl ended up in a big club somewhere in Barcelona. And I remember I was outside of the club in the smoking area. And the guards were trying to silence the crowd. Because apparently the club was in a residential area of the town. Geniuses, why would you make a free floor club in a residential area? It was funny how they were shishing people around. Nightlife in Barcelona in general has a lot to offer. The city itself is really beautiful. It's a mix of unique architecture, palms, beaches, sea and mountains. There are a lot of tourists and because of that the city itself is a bit pricey. But it's a must-see city. Up to you how and when. If I would compare the two regions, and to be honest, it's a tough choice. Well, I would definitely choose Crimea. First, I fell in love with the place in 2013 at a music festival called Kazantip. Huge parties on the beach. It was mega awesome. However, when the Russians came, they shut it down. They said there are a lot of junkies attending, which is partly true, but why hurt other normal people's feeling like mine? Nevertheless, it's still my favorite destination because it's a bit wild. You might heard that I don't like civilization that much. It's a place that appeals to my heart, let's say. More than that, you have mountains, you have sea, you have caves, you have palaces, you have good food, you have good wine. What else do you need? I mean, I will talk to you next from San Francisco. In September, I'm moving there because I got accepted into our master's entrepreneurial program. I'll be working on my idea there for the next 9 months. So in case you are visiting, in case you want to find out some details, some tips, shoot me an email. I will make a podcast from there as well. Talk to you from San Fran, as Americans call it. Bye, guys. Bye, iTunes.
Mate, so producer Jan did well there.
You've done so well, yeah. Thank you so much, Jon. That was really, really good.
And also, I just want to comment on, I love how he was declining and how more drunk he got throughout that pub crawl.
Yeah, you could tell, couldn't you?
By the end of it, his English was, like, incredible.
Well, he just turned British when he was drunk and disorderly.
Yeah. So, that was so interesting. And actually, Crimea has never been a place that I've thought about travelling to, because we've got so many on our list. But actually, he's kind of knocked it up there quite a few points, I think. That's somewhere I would like to go quite soon.
Yeah, it sounds a really nice, interesting place to go. I think it's just difficult for some people to get there.
The thing that I'm a little confused about is that he was there illegally, right? And he is from Moldova, but we're English. So does that mean that can we travel there illegally?
Well, I've done a little bit of research. See, we make this seem like it's just off the cuff. But
can I just say how great was my acting there?
So, to enter or exit Crimea, foreign nationals need to provide their passport and a special permit. The special permit's got to be issued by the State Migration Service of Ukraine. Now, because it is a strange one, because as Jon was saying, officially it is Ukraine, but we think he got in there because he got a Russian visa. As he said, the Russians think that they own it, so he got a Russian visa, but technically that was illegal because it should have been a Ukraine visa.
So where did he get... I don't understand how he got that visa if it was illegal.
I know, he got it fine from like the Russian government, we think, because Moldova, because it used to be a part of Russia, they got a special relationship with them. So that's how we think he got in. But technically, it should have been a Ukraine visa because, yeah, it's part of Ukraine, but the Russians think it's part of Russia.
That's strange, crazy.
Yeah, strange place, but really interesting.
So we can't... Right, let me get this straight. So we can travel there, but we would just need to get a special permit from the Ukrainian government.
Yeah, correct, which might be a bit expensive and time-consuming.
I would be interested to find out how much that is. Maybe that's somewhere we could go soon.
Seems like a cool place. And like I said, he said Russians go there on holiday, and I think the rest of the world just don't really know about it, but it sounds like a cool place.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Let's get on with it.
Let's do it.
Right, so do you know what time it is now?
Game time?
No.
What?
It's brag time. Welcome to the good life. Love it. Okay, right. It is now time for brag time. And this is a new thing in series two.
So, Amy, what is brag time?
Brag time is... I'm not going to be some American prick like you.
Hey, just because I'm from the streets.
Right, so brag time is basically where we can just self-indulge in how great our lives are and brag about all the trips that we've booked. And this is probably going to be the only brag time that we can have because we haven't done any of the podcasts. It's all built up and we are going to quite a few places now.
Yeah, which was good news for you guys because as series two goes on, we're going to be talking about all these places. So what can they expect?
In 31 days today, we are off to Rome. Now, you've been there before. I haven't. So you're going to kind of be my tour guide for the weekend.
Yeah, well, I went there a long time ago before we even met. So it's probably changed quite a bit since then. Maybe 10 years ago I was there. But we're going to go for a weekend because I thought you haven't been to Rome, but everyone should go and check it out because it's really cool.
I've heard really good things, so I'm excited for that. In December, we had a trip booked to Berlin for New Year's Eve because I don't know about other countries, but New Year's Eve always has a lot of hype around it and it just never really works out to be as great as it should be. So we thought, fuck it, why don't we just go away and do what we love and go travelling? We are going to Berlin, but we've kind of changed our flights a little bit in the last couple of days. So we're actually going to fly to Cologne instead, spend about 5-6 days making our way to Berlin for New Year's Eve. So it's going to kind of be our prize at the end. And I'm super excited for this because Germany is like going to be such a great place to go with all these Christmas markets, such a great place for the winter time, and it's just going to be really good.
Yeah, really looking forward to our German road trip. Again, Germany is somewhere I've been before, but you haven't, have you?
No, I haven't been to Germany yet.
And I love Germany. I think when you talk about places around the world, you think, oh, Thailand, Australia. But for me, Germany's way up there. It's a really cool place. And looking forward to our road trip. So that is going to be good fun.
The interesting thing, though, is that my best friend has just got back from Berlin and she said she didn't rate it.
She's wrong.
So I'm excited to kind of find out whose side I sit on.
Yeah, well, because I went to Berlin on a stag do and I thought, you've got to come back here because it's really good. The nightlife was good. And I've also been to Munich. That was just for Oktoberfest. So I didn't really see any of Munich. We just saw the beer halls. But Germany's good. I can't wait to explore more.
Right. Tell us what's coming up in February.
February, we have got a long weekend in Iceland, which is very adventurous. It's going to be proper winter. It's going to be cold and snowy, but, you know, the clue's in the name, Iceland. Let's go and do it properly.
You can't go there in the summer.
Yeah, well, you can. You can. But that should be cool. We want to hopefully see the Northern Lights.
Blue Lagoon.
Blue Lagoon, the Golden Triangle, which is like, yeah, the kind of popular tourist route. Every country's got a Golden Triangle.
I was just going to say, I swear Golden Triangle was in India and then also around Southeast Asia.
Might be the Golden Circle, but there is a Golden something.
Triangle? In India?
Yeah, in India, yeah. I'm talking about, we're going to Iceland. We're going to Iceland in February.
Are we?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think that's going to be a really interesting place. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I know I can tick off loads of stuff off my bucket list, which I'm super super piped about. What does that mean?
Super piped.
Hyped about.
So what's happening in March, Amy?
We are off to Morocco. So we're just like darting around everywhere. But this is for a music festival. So it starts in Morocco or Marrakesh. We fly into there and then you do this incredible journey into the Sahara Desert. So you get some 4x4s, then you jump on some camels. There's like 500 tickets for this festival. So you're going to have a line of just like 500 camels convoying into the desert. And then when you're there, you can do like yoga, meditation, all these like healthy retreat things. The food looks insane. You can do stargazing at night. Obviously, it's going to look incredible. And then like the party gets started at nighttime and they have all these glamping tents up and it just looks sick. Like, I'm so excited.
The company are called Fixers, but the event is called
Beyond Sahara. If you're going, please hit us up because we would love to meet other people out there. We're traveling with our friend Nikki, who we traveled to India with 2 years ago. So we're super pumped to travel with her again to somewhere so similar as well. Like, if you think about Indian culture and somewhere like Morocco, all the colours and spices, and it's quite similar, but yeah. I'm excited to find the differences in the two.
And finally, the next trip we have booked is Easter. Is that in April?
Yeah.
Next year. Again, it's a long weekend. We're going to Romania.
I'm going back to my roots.
Yeah, apparently Amy is from Romania. That's where your family from.
Yep, there's a book written about my family and we're all like gypsies and stuff. Not me. I don't live in a caravan. Come on now.
Not anymore.
Well, I wish I did, actually. I don't know why we're putting it down. I wish I did. I just travel around the world. But yeah, going back to my roots, and I'm really excited to kind of go out in the countryside and see how the gypsies live now. I think it's going to be a bit of a different trip, that one.
Yeah, so that's what we've got booked. And yeah, like Amy said, hit us up if you're in any of them destinations. Yeah, like Germany, Iceland. If we've got any listeners in Morocco or Romania, please get in touch. I'm also going away in like 2 weeks' time.
Oh, yes. I keep forgetting about this one. I'm so jealous.
I'm going back to Budapest. It's going to be the third time I've been there, and it's going to be on a stag do. This year and the trips we've got coming up has been mental, mainly because we've been getting married and all the trips we've been doing, and stag and hen do's. But I just want to be honest for a second with the listeners, because you're hearing us talking about all these trips we've been on, all these trips we're going on. And if I was you, I'd be thinking, like, how the fuck do you guys afford to do all this?
Yeah, I'd be thinking like, oh, they blatantly get paid for this podcast.
Yeah.
No, we don't.
Or how do we get the time off? So just for a second, I'm going to be honest with the listeners because they deserve us to be honest.
Yeah.
Okay? We don't get paid for this podcast at all. No advertising, no sponsorship. The trips that we do, okay, well, the one we've just been on, our honeymoon, all right, don't hate us. It was a present. It was a wedding present.
Yeah, from like all our guests and family.
Yeah, so, you know, sue us. I'm sure most people get that kind of thing as a wedding present. But all the other weekends we do, they're weekends away mostly because I don't get much time off work. We stay in like hostels sharing a room with like 8 other people. I remember one of my colleagues said, oh, you're always going somewhere. You go Copenhagen, you go here, you go there. I said to him, well, okay, if you went with your wife, would you stay in a room with 8 other people? And he said, no, we wouldn't. And that's it. Like, you can get cheap Ryanair flights. You can do things so cheaply. Most of the places we're going, you can do like free walking tours. That takes up a day.
Yeah, that's so true. Like, all of the stuff that we do is actually free.
Yeah, so we pay for it all ourselves and we just do it really cheap. Eat cheap food. Pub crawl's a good way to have a good night out for cheap. So it can be done, people. It can be done.
But equally, I think we could do it cheaper if we wanted to. Sometimes we kind of get a bit tired. If we're on a big trip, we get really tired of like really being in all the shit places all the time. And then if you see a restaurant and you're like, that looks amazing, or something that you want to do and you think, well, I'm never going to come back here again. I want to do that activity. We do just kind of think, right, let's do it. Even if we can't afford it, we'll put it on the credit card and think, let's worry about it later. I'm not saying that's great advice, but that's what we do.
That also reminds me. Yeah, we do something, you think, screw it, you know, experiences are more important than money. And most months I am pretty much hitting the limit on my credit card. I'm going to be honest with you guys, but I don't really spend my money on much else. Like, I don't really buy clothes. Like, you do a little bit more than me, but not much.
Yeah, it's only because I'm a girl.
But you know what I mean? We don't really spend our money on much else. We'll go to dinner with friends, but what else do we really spend our money on apart from traveling?
Exactly. And like, it's we were watching a video last night of a YouTube channel that's all about travel, and it's called Because We Camp, and it's pretty similar to us really. They're a married couple and they just go traveling, and they were saying a similar thing, and it's all about like finding your passion and finding out what you want to spend your money on. Because like, yeah, I'll be honest as well, like my friends come up to me and they're like, oh, like you're always going away, like, oh, you little jet setter, how comes you're doing all of this, blah blah blah. And like, secretly I think some people think we've like won the lottery or something, because it does sound like we're doing a lot, and we do, but we really appreciate it for one. And secondly, yeah, we don't go shopping every weekend. I'm not a kind of girl that thinks, for my birthday, you better buy me a designer handbag, Nick, and all of this. Because I just don't care. Like, I would rather us not get each other Christmas presents and spend that money on flights.
Definitely. And one more thing you just reminded me. I've recently seriously downsized my car. Like, yes. I used to have, it's nothing flash. I used to have like a Ford Mondeo. It's a nice, comfy.
Woohoo!
It's not a BMW. But
welcome
it's
to the good life.
Ford Mondeo cruising. Holla. It's not a BMW or anything like that, but it was a nice, comfortable car. I've recently got rid of that, and now I drive a Ford Fiesta.
Yay.
But it was my choice to spend not much money on my car, because I thought it just gets me from one place to another.
Yeah, it was still a nice car, to be honest.
Yeah, it's a brand new car, but it's just much smaller.
Right, well, that was break time. Let's shut up now, yeah?
Welcome to the good life.
Okay, right, what's next? Oh, it's game time.
Yes.
Boom. Okay, so I set up a game. It doesn't even have a name. It's called Game.
It's called Game. Okay.
Game? That makes it sound like it's going to be like an African safari game.
Yeah, that's true. So what are we doing on this safari then?
No, it's not a safari. Right, okay, so because this preview episode, whatever you want to call it, isn't really about any particular country, I thought I'm going to mix them all together, okay? So what we're going to do is I'm going to play you a clip of a song, and you just have to tell me where the singer comes from, basically.
What country?
What country they come from, yeah. Okay, so this is song number one.
All right. Obviously,
I love that reggaeton.
They're talking in Spanish, but yeah, I don't think they're from Spain. It's going to be somewhere like Central America or like Colombia. Oh, what is it?
I'm going to give you another guess. So you got two guesses per song.
Okay. Are you allowed to say if I'm warm or not?
Well, of course you're warm. They're speaking in fucking Spanish.
Well, it could be Spain, which means I'm way off because I say Colombia. Am I in the right area of the world?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you're closer than you are Spain.
Mexico. Oh, what is it?
Puerto Rico.
Okay. Yeah, I would have been here forever guessing that.
Okay, so song number two. Oppan Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style. Oppan Gangnam Style. That is South Korea.
Well done, you got that right. Ding, ding, yes. Ding, ding, ding. I'm just going to do some voice jingles there.
Voice jingle. What, has the budget gone down for What the Foe?
Yes, it has. You know, tough times.
Okay.
Song number three.
We are the cheeky girls. We are the cheeky girls. You are the cheeky boys. You are the cheeky boys.
The cheeky girls. Are they from Romania?
I'm going to leave the jingles there for a second. I'm going to check my notes, my phone.
What, you don't know the answer?
I thought I knew it, but I'm just checking, all right?
If they're not, can I get one more guess?
Ding, 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 ding.
That's correct.
You got it correct.
Yes.
You are the cheeky boys. I love their accent when they sing.
Yeah, not when you do it, though.
What? Why?
Didn't sound good.
Were you not turned on by that,
you
Nick?
You are the cheeky boys. Oh, cheeky boys.
That was gross. I want to throw up. Okay, so next one. B-P-A-P.
I have a pen. I have an apple. Apple pen. I have a pen. I have pineapple. Pineapple pen.
What do you think that one is?
That is a favourite of mine. I don't actually know where it's from. I'm going to guess Japan.
You're going to go Japan. Okay. Ding, 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 ding.
Correct.
You got that right.
Good at this game.
So if you've not seen this video online, you need to head... Right. I would say pause this, but don't, because we're more entertaining. Okay. But it's a video called PPAP, right? So it's pen...
Pen, pineapple, apple pen.
There you go. And it's by Pico Taro, who is a Japanese... Well, that's the name of the like character. And he's a Japanese comedian. He's called... I'm going to try and get this right. Daimao Kosaka. Okay, but yes, you're right. It's from Japan. Right, so for our last one, this is number 5. Not gonna get you a house in the hills. A girl like you needs something real. Wanna get you something from the heart. Something special, girl.
It's my dick in a box. Very good.
Very nice. It's my dick in a box.
That's Justin Timberlake, isn't it?
But you can hear that.
So he's either going to be Canadian or American. So he's American, isn't he? USA.
Well, is it Justin Timberlake? He's the featuring voice on it.
Lonely Island, isn't it?
Oh my God, I didn't think you were going to get that.
Yeah, Andy Samberg.
How do you know that?
I've heard the song before. I've seen the video as well.
Oh, okay. I thought if you knew it, if I didn't know it, you wouldn't know it.
Oh, like way back in school, like before I met you.
Okay, fine. Yeah, you had a life before me, whatever.
I know, you're just coming to terms with that, aren't you? USA?
I haven't even checked this one out.
Like, don't even know. You just wanted to put it in because it says the word dick in it.
Yeah, it says I've got my dick in a box. So I thought, yeah, okay, so Andy Samberg, let's research this. Is it Sand?
Don't know.
Yes. Where is he from? He's an actor. American actor. Did you say America?
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
So that means I got 4 out of 5 right.
Yeah, well done. What one did you get wrong?
Awesome.
Puerto Rico. Yankee.
That was a tough one.
Yeah, I thought I had to put one tough one in there.
Yeah, that was good. But I enjoyed that game though. Well done. That was good.
Yeah, I just want to hear this again though, to be honest. Not gonna get you a house in the hills. A girl like you needs something real.
Wanna get you something from the heart. Something special, girl. It's my dick in a box. Well, we just said that a little while ago for Christmas, you don't like materialistic things. And we don't buy each other presents. So I know exactly what you're going to get. You're going to get the D.
Oh my God, you should get one of them boxes where like the bottom's not there and you just hold it in place.
Yeah, done.
Open the lid. I'll unwrap that ribbon.
That'll be interesting opening presents in front of the family.
Oh, that's so weird. Right, so we haven't even got to the main idea of this whole preview episode. We need to just say what's coming up in Series 2, basically.
Yeah, well, we already covered that a bit with the trips we've got coming up.
Yeah, so we're going to be hopefully getting guests and interviews and everywhere that we're going, we'll do that. But also, as episodes, we're going to have...
A friend of the show, Richard, who does the RJK World Tour podcast. We're going to get him on talking about Australia. We're also going to have a guy called James on the show. Now, he runs a company called Untamed Borders, and this is going to be a really interesting one because he takes tour groups around places like Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, Somalia. For want of a better term, this is all dark tourism, places that people wouldn't think they can go to, but actually they can, and I bet there are some fascinating places to go. And we're also hopefully going to get a friend, Nikki, on the show. She's got a trip coming up where she's going to be going around Africa. Do you know whereabouts she's going in Africa?
No, not yet. But she is the same girl who's travelling to Morocco with us to that music festival we said about earlier. But by Africa tour, I mean she's going to places more like Kenya, South Africa and kind of travelling through. But I'm not sure specifically on what countries it is, but we'll find out before the episode with her.
Cool,
obviously.
That'll be good. And like you said, we'll also be with her in Morocco, so there'll be lots going on with her. And also, which would be a bonus, we're hoping to get Carl Watson back in the studio.
Yeah.
But not just Carl Watson. Hopefully, he'll have his friend James with him, famous from Hong Kong to New York.
We should probably explain that a bit more. Just Hong Kong to New York.
If people listen to the show, they'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but not everybody cares about us that much, Nick. So it's his video series on YouTube. If you haven't checked out Carl Watson yet, then do that right now as soon as this podcast finishes, because it will change your life. So many good travel documentaries. He's got quite a few series on there, so you'll be on that sofa for days.
Yeah, he's got some really good stuff there. But to get James on as well, I think that'll just be a lot of fun. We'll have some good games, and those guys will have plenty of travel stories.
Where is James? Can't wait for that. So the last thing we've got to do on this preview episode is, I don't know what it is. So Nick just told me to write down in our notes Nick's idea.
Yeah, so I've got this? I've got something I'm going to pitch to you and the listeners.
Okay.
Okay.
Is this like a bit like Dragon's Den?
No.
Or what do they call it in America?
Shark Tank.
Shark Tank?
No.
Okay.
So Series 2 is just starting, hasn't even started yet. But what I'm thinking is I want to build up momentum on this campaign that I've got. I've got this idea, right?
Okay. So
as, this is the look on your face. Like, what is he about to say?
Like, how have you got this idea in your head without telling me?
So as Series 2 goes on, I want to hear from the listeners, see what they think of this. I think we should organise some sort of end of Series 2 party.
Oh my yeah. God, that's such a good idea.
So, listeners, get in touch if you think it's a good idea, and we'll need to put you on the guest list, so get in touch. But what I'm thinking, it could just be meet in a pub in London.
Okay.
Or it could be something way more organised and more formal, like a trip somewhere.
Oh my God, let's go to Crimea. Let's go to Crimea.
So, people get in touch, even if it's just we meet for a drink for the end of Series 2, interview a load of people so you guys can come on the show. If we were to meet somewhere here in the UK, it'd probably be London. That seems like an easy spot for everyone to get to. Or who knows, a trip away somewhere like Oktoberfest or the full moon party in Thailand.
Oh my God, this is a sick idea.
Who knows? Think small or we can think big. But as the series goes on, let's see if people get in touch. It might just be me and you, Amy, going for a drink.
Oh, this is going to be so depressing. We're going to like take a selfie in like some bar in London. Just us two, just sitting there with no mates. Yeah.
But I'm thinking, you guys listening, you've been good to us so far. If you think it's a good idea to have some sort of meet-up, end a Series 2 party, get in touch.
I know who's definitely going to be there with us.
What, Carl?
No.
Oh.
I was going to say Elena from our Ghana episode.
Super fan. She's super fanny.
She is a super fanny, so she will be there. So if you want to meet Elena as well, you know, hit us up.
Well, yeah, you should be able to meet all the guests that have been on the show. So let's do it. And we plan it like a year in advance so everyone's available. And people listening now, you might be the other side of the world. Get to London or get to Europe or wherever it's going to be. Let's have a big party.
Mate, this is going to be fun.
Good. Okay, so I'm glad that that was well received. I wasn't sure what you were going to think. So that was it for this little preview. Hopefully your appetite has been whetted.
I was going to say whetted.
Whetted for Series 2. Next up, we'll be chatting all about our trip around South India. What the Faux podcast is free to download on iTunes and Audioboo. If you want to get in touch with the show, you can email us at whatthefauxpodcast@gmail.com. Faux is spelled P-H-O. We're also on Twitter at Faux Podcast, and you can find us on Instagram and Facebook. With all this social media, we don't just come in your ears, we also come in your eyes.
Lads, 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 lads.